Dave, and I thought this was a really heartwarming request regarding, I suppose many of us come from families, right, where our parents really done their best for us. And in their old age, we want to do the same for them. Now, how would you like a formalized type of leave to be able to look after your elderly parents who are ill or require some measure of frail care? Times Live has made us aware of the efforts of a private citizen, Henry Terblanche, who wants to change the law to allow people to take time off work to look after their sick parents. And Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Litshisa Tsinodi, has already shown he's prepared to listen to the suggestion, as have other members of parliament. So let's speak to Henry Terblanche, who joins us on the line now. Henry, good evening and thanks for your time. What stimulated your thinking around this?
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Well, it all started last year when my mother-in-law, Alice, lost a brave battle against cancer. And also my father's got like Parkinson's disease and my mother multiple sclerosis. Now, not every employee is in a position to look after the parents who have dedicated their whole lives towards you. And so with the current family responsibility leave, it only allows you 3 days family responsibility leave that is available in a 12-month period that you've got to use for different things, like when your child is ill or when your child passes away. And that makes me realize that if we like add 5 words to the current family responsibility leave by saying when an employee's child is ill, parent, grandparent, or adoptive parent, this will assist people who might want to look after their parents or grandparents or adoptive parents to take better care of them, to take them to the doctor in the time of need when they're ill.
Yes, yes.
And that's the reason why I submitted the petition to Parliament.
So let me ask you, how much leave do you think is appropriate?
You see, if you look at the definition, 3 days. Now, some people don't have children and others do. Some people have parents, but they don't have children. So if we just broaden the definition, that is a positive step in the right direction. But also, if you look, for example, when parents are terminally ill, those last 3 months, you want to spend time with them. You want to be there for them, to make sure that all their needs are being taken care of. And that was one of the requests where I've also put in to protect the worker for 3 months to take care of his elder parents or aging parents, but it's unpaid leave, also to protect the employer. And so like, you know, it's either the 3 day definition or alternatively implement the new elder care leave for 3 months unpaid leave that is covered by the unemployment insurance fund instead of the employer.
Right, right. Tell me, has Parliament already started considering this, Henry?
Basically what happened is on the 30th July 2018, I've already submitted the petition to the NCOP. And the Honourable Thandi Modise was the Speaker of the NCOP at that time, referred it to the Select Committee on Petitions and Executive Undertakings. And in March 2019 this year, they recommended that it be, recommended that it should go to the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labour. And then the chairperson said, no, it should rather go back to the Speaker of the National Assembly, which was again Honourable Thandi Modise. And then it was referred officially on the 31st of October to the Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labour.
All right. So this is already being thought about. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us, Henry, and the proposal that you've put forward to the National Assembly.